I'm Angelo Moore.
I'm Chris Dowd. We're Fishbone. You're listening to Life Minute Podcast. It's controversial.
Why is it controversial?
You know, yin yang.
I want to play more music. He wants to play less. I want to play adolescent regressive behavior. Why do we keep on dying? Love is love. My God is better than your God. Living in the upside down. It's like five songs off of the Stockholm Syndrome release that we did. That we'll be playing some of tonight. And he doesn't want to really.
He doesn't really rehearse his songs. He waits till the last minute. And now we out here and we don't know how to do it.
That's one way of looking at it.
Could you imagine 40 years? It's hard to believe.
I've been here the whole time. He left for about 20 years. 20 years, is that what it was? I'm glad he came back though. I enjoy his company.
Tell us about the new album.
In Your Face, 40th? Yes. We wanted to do something extra, like have the opportunity to interact and sort of have a creative conversation with other people about our music.
Who picked the songs? Like, who decided who was going to do
what? The artists came and they picked, like, Silver Sun Pickups picked In the Air, and Jesse Michaels and Tim Armstrong picked Simon Says, and so on and so forth. And, you know, when we had done a tour last year with Less Than Jake and we met Cat Bite, it was just such a cool hang. And when they heard we were making that record, they were like, oh, I wonder, wish I had a day. And we just kind of all just, you know, sort of came together. The universe conspired in our favor. It is a miracle when anybody wants to listen to anything you have to say creatively. It's a real milestone, because there's so much in the world going on that somebody would even take the time to stop and listen to anything you have to say and treat it with any value. It's an incredible thing to be a part of. I attribute a lot of it to this talented young man right here.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Such a great talent.
Your benevolence and observation.
One of a kind. I knew it when I met him. He was different.
When did you guys meet? How old were you?
12.
We were kids. We were in 12. Junior high school. A little earlier than junior high school.
12 years old, can you imagine?
Mr. Robbins band class.
Did you guys always know you wanted to play, being musicians?
Definitely, I did. I knew when I was about 8. I saw Michael Jackson do ABC, and I was like, I'm in, where do I sign up? Then I met Angelo, and I actually got to meet Michael Jackson because of Angelo.
Michael Jackson went to my Jehovah Witness Kingdom Hall in Woodland Hills.
They went to church together.
Huh? Yeah.
What about you, Angela? Did you always know you wanted to be a musician?
I always thought I was going to be a dancer at first. Really missed the dancer. And so then I learned how to play music. So in between my pop locking group, Royal Plexoflex, and Fishbone, which was called Diamonds and Things at the time, I had to make a choice, so I chose Fishbone and learned how to play an instrument so that I could make the dancer dance rather than being just the dancer being moved by the music.
We're working on a record now that will be out before the end of the year. The level of perfection that me and Angelo sort of strive for, even with the realization that there's no such thing as perfection, it's still a process. It takes time to be creative, takes time to do something when you're trying to do something at a certain level.
And we've seen you over the years. You moved the same way you did, when I was 20.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
I'm not 20 anymore. How do you do that? Yeah, that's right. How? What is your secret?
Let the music carry you.
Yeah. What does music do for people?
Expands the mind. Music is like this strange thing where it connects us all in one way, and the people that create it are just pulling it from the air. It's like magic without the magic trick.
You're catching the signal and translating it into the music,
from nothing.
The vibrations from
nothing, though. You know what I mean?
Be healed from, yeah.
I think that's the most incredible part about it.
It's a healing.
It just comes from like
music, you know, heals.
So much of what's happened in the last couple years with Angelo and I being the two people that, you know, carry the mantle of what we started when we were 12. So much of it is just like, it's unbelievable. It's like hitting the lottery.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv.